Yo, this that mirror talk. This that mirror talk, man. Episode 8. I'm Ty, aka Love. And we just gonna hop right in it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really big on introduction. I usually in a conversation where it's though I just pick right on up. You could jump right in a conversation. Like that's what this podcast is about. You know what I'm saying? We can't plan this. You know, I know we're supposed to add notes and all this other stuff. And when we get big, you know, we'll listen to the others and let them, you know, come in with the notes and talking points because timing and this and that. But this is some organic shit right here. So we can't plan this. You know what I'm saying? We haven't been planning this. But you already know if nobody told you today, I love your whole life. I'm going to definitely let that be known off the rip. And this is episode 8. Man, last episode, man, was... it was one of our best episodes, man. We've been getting a lot of listens and spins. A lot of people was giving us feedback. They really like this shit, man. They really fucking like this shit. And Chef Shell, she kept it spicy, man. It was spicy. If you don't know what the podcast I'm speaking of, last episode, episode 7, we're talking about a plethora of things concerning side niggas and bitches. And, you know... just go back and rewind, you know, and go ahead and recap that. It's still up on the site. Get it on Anchor. You can go through podcasts on, hit the podcast up on Spotify. We definitely taking over there. So I'm just cooling, man. It's a light day for me. Got all worked dumb early. Went to work early. Got off early. Like went to work at 6 a.m. Got off at 9 a.m. Shit like that. You know, I was supposed to stay scheduled till 10:45, but you know, I decided to put some PTO in, and I'm sitting here right now on my podcast making a fucking way, you know what I'm saying? Because we can't be relying on no jobs, y'all. And I know I'm listening to thousands and millions and gazillions of people in the world right now that's listening and tuned into this, and I'm letting you know, man, you create your own reality. You create your own reality, guys. You know, if you want to stay at a job and sit there and complain about how they're not giving you no hours or keep going around the job begging and talking about how I can get hours, what's going on, I'm full-time, blah, 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 then you should just stay there. Keep doing that, but I can't keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? So you give me a short hour, and I'll make my worth even shorter. You know what I'm saying? Because you will value and understand my presence. You know what I'm saying? The value of my presence. Because I'm a team player. But if anybody's trying to stop you from getting your motherfucking dough, you take some time out. And sometimes you got to sacrifice the dough to get the dough. I know we always say it take money to get to. It take money to make money. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to sacrifice and take and say fuck the money in order to get the money. That's the type of shit that I be on. Sometimes you just got to say, fuck the money to get the money. And straight like that. And during that time, like, fuck they money. You go and find you some old money. You go create your own money, your own value, your own worth. Because it's all up in your head. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm really fucking with that Jeezy album. That Already Rich joint with CeeLo. Shit. You already rich. It's already in your mind. You just got to take time out to go find that shit. It's right there. You know what I'm saying? And it's for free. It just takes some time. Be patient with yourself. And that shit going to come to pass. That's why I'm on this podcast right now. Because I know my shit going to come to pass. I know if I tackle it a different type of way every time, one of these shits going to bust. And it's all under the goddamn umbrella. I love your whole life. And we really spreading love. Like, I don't think y'all get this. I know it's a lot of people out here that spread love and use love, and love is love, you know what I'm saying? But I really, 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 really exude love. Like, when I walk up on you, like, you feel that shit before you even see me. That love be coming. I am love, like, for real. And I know I'm gonna be good, you know what I'm saying? You love as well. You're love. And you can create that reality for you as well, because, yes, the world is fucked up to a sense. But then it'd be like, if it's fucked up now, then I always apply that everything always works out for me in itself. Then even if the world fucked up right now, technically it's being fucked up to make a better way. You know what I'm saying? And how selfish could I be to even think that if the world fucked up now, I don't have enough time for me to benefit off the wellness it will bring, the new land, the new, you know what I'm saying, way of thinking, the new patterns in life, and the positivity overflowing. Even if I'm not here in the physical, I'm a benefit off of it. You know what I'm saying? And we just gonna lean on that. That's what I'm leaning on. Because it's always working out for itself. So the world gotta be. The world, that's the way the world, if that applies for a principle, then it's gotta work out. So even though it's fucked up right now, guys, the world is going through this and that. You hear about something all the time. It's working out for something. And just know that it's working out. But back on the note, it's I love your whole life shit is popping off. I'm really feeling this, man. I got the podcast. We got the merchandise. We got the service. We providing the love in the community. You know, all that business sense gonna come where we'll be able to have resources to help benefit people and be more knowledgeable on how to help people take care of themselves as far as self-care and what's going on in your mind, you know, from a real perspective. And not how I do it from a real perspective, what I consider to be a real perspective, is the fact that I'm not so much jaded and clouded with so much information that it blocks me from really using my internal power, you know what I'm saying, to really make a change. You know, I ain't graduate from high school on time, you know what I'm saying? I ain't do shit in college, but I went. I had an experience. It changed my life. It saved my life. I got a lot of great friends, my core circle of friends I met in the realms of being in the college life, and my friends having their friends. It was like we all came together. But as far as achievement and accolades and degrees and certifications, I decided through all my mistakes and trials and tribulations of not going through school and not wanting to be in school, I definitely learned life. You know what I'm saying? So it's not all about the accolades and, you know, the accreditations. It's just like I've been accredited by the divine spirit. I've been accredited. Like, he gave me the juice. They gave me the juice. Whatever the adjective is that you, you know, associate yourself with and your high being, and you know that it's a high power that's helping you throughout this life, then that's who you call upon. And that's who will be able to tap into you with all that information. Because sometimes it just be a lot of perspectives, and that's how I feel about history. You know, I respect history, but I respect more patterns than those of what really happened, you know? Because it's harsh, and it causes me to be human, and my emotions take over from knowing too much. And I want to be able to flow in a divine state where it's though I'm just creating magic based on my awareness of what I'm thinking, you know? But everything is popping off, man. I really appreciate this podcast. Like, I always shout out. I always shout out. And I know I can do a commercial and try to be, you know, professional and get money and, you know, a sponsorship. But on some real life stuff, like Anchor really changed my life when it comes to wanting to put what was going on inside my head, what I want to envision myself for doing, that I actually could create a platform. Could create a platform from a platform that's created for people for free. You know what I'm saying? I ain't have it. I want the studio. I want the microphone, the cameras, you know, have a broader audience, market it, all that stuff. But at the time, I stopped myself from even thinking I could do this because of that. And then somebody put me on the Anchor, and what I do? I downloaded, I signed up. From my phone. I didn't even have service on my phone. My phone wasn't on. I was just kicking it off Wi-Fi in the neighborhood. My friend gave me a hotspot code. And I've been working off the neighborhood. And I just, whenever I had a chance or I have some service, especially late at night, because I was staying with some people and I couldn't do certain things in the house, so I would go outside, take my little smoke breaks, you know, and I would just talk. you know? And it was Anchor that did that. So if you need a platform, and you may not have, and even if you do, but if you want a perspective, and you may be shy for the camera, you don't want everybody in your face, you just want a vision, you got a great voice, and you just want to cast your voice, Anchor is where it's at. And I advise you to download Anchor off your Google, or you can go in the iStore. What is it, the iTunes, iStore, Apple Store, I don't know. I'm an Android, you know, loyal to the soil. But, yeah, it's available, and I appreciate Anchor 100. You know, nobody told you today, Anchor, I love your whole life. But, yeah, back to the lecture at hand. Let me tell you, see, I've had an amazing, like, time since the last time we kicked it, right? Last week, I go to Trap Karaoke. Trap Karaoke. So if you ain't never heard of Trap Karaoke, it's like a big concert where, you know, you buy tickets and everybody go there and you sing like your favorite songs. Like, you know, all the songs that people shout and automatically gonna sing to, and it don't matter where you at, what you doing, you gonna sing that shit and you can go. It's karaoke, like karaoke rules, minus the words on the screens, but it's trap. It's rapping shit, all that type of shit, and it's black feel, it's all that melanin in there. And I went there, it was at the Howard Theater. I went to the one in DC, it was in the Howard Theater. It was HU Homecoming, so you know that shit was extra lit. And I don't know the host, I forgot his name because it's just some organic shit, but he was the best, man. I fucking love him. He felt like he was my cousin for real. And that was the whole premise of the atmosphere, was a look to your left, look to your right, and say, what's up, cousins? Because we cousins are here for the night, and we're going to have a good fucking time. And you can follow them on IG, too, at Trap Karaoke. And I tell you, they shit lit. They got a couple tour dates left, so wherever you at, you listening, you need to get online, get you some fucking tickets, and have you a good fucking day. I went by myself. I'm already a solo dolo type of person as far as I can go anywhere by myself. I don't really need people. I love people. I'm a social butterfly, but I can definitely roll dolo, and my social abilities will create an atmosphere that I found some new people in wherever I'm at. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need people to go. You know what I'm saying? I prefer people to just be there when I get there, and we just fucking be lit, whoever you are. But that was cool. My friend, she bought me some goddamn I Love Your Whole Life flip-flops, man. These shits is sick. I wish I could show y'all. That's why I need a camera, because I would definitely wish I could show y'all. This on my IG journey, at I Love Your Whole Life, and that's I Love Your _ Whole Life. But these shits is like that. The t-shirt business. Oh, I've been cranking shirts, too. I forgot to say. It's been a minute, a couple weeks, but it's not been a minute, but it's definitely been a couple weeks, but a lot has changed in a couple weeks. My shirt's been pumping. I started this, had this breast cancer edition with I Love Your Whole Life, where I took the heart out the middle and put the ribbon right there. That was a hit. That was organic, because that was off of just some special requests, and then I went on ahead and did another winning. So we setting up stop. I still got some more. You can definitely go to the website, ilywl.bigcartel. That's bigcartel, CARTEL.com. Get you some flavors. I'm going to be adding some more flavors up there tomorrow. Between the rest of this week, I'm going to get something together where I have a better, not a better, but more options. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we just getting it started. Like I said, everything is just in the semi-boiling stage, when you just see the dots, like the water ain't really even boiling yet, but you know at any minute it's gonna start boiling. You just can't look at it. You just gotta go walk away somewhere. By the time you come back, it'll be boiling, that type shit. So, but yeah, it's been cool, man. I ain't gonna lie to you, I can't even hold you, man. I've been having a great time. I hope you've been having a good time in life, despite whatever I'm talking about. And I had a couple ups and downs. Some bad news floated through there as well during this time I've missed with y'all. So, but we persevere. We keep it fucking moving just like that. And I'm just feeling good right now. I see a lot of opportunity on my life. I'm just professing and I'm just claiming it, man. The rest of this year is going to be wonderful. And I just appreciate everything that's going on with it. And I just appreciate it. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so happy within this moment. regardless. You know what I'm saying? My job cutting hours, the money ain't coming through, like, from that source, like, you know, it's supposed to. But I definitely pray for better days and a better solution. So if this has to be the sacrifice for the good stuff to come through, then so be it. Because it gives me more time to do stuff like this when it's organic and the spur of the moment. And I got the ability to, and the time, not just the ability, but the time to do it. And I'm not worrying about putting 80 hours in for another motherfucker, then this is good. We appreciate it, you know? People been wearing the shirts, the flavors. I just can't believe it, man. I ain't gonna wrap y'all up too much. I'm gonna definitely wrap it up soon, because we got some things that we got to do today, but I'm just in a good state, man, and I know you are too, regardless of everything I'm trying to tell you. Everybody got a struggle. Everybody has a story, you know, and that's no excuse for anybody to shit on your story. But just know, you can prosper from this shit, from that shit, from that old shit. And it's okay for it to be on your mind. I don't care if you 34 right now and this shit happened when you was 14 and still curry with you. It's okay, but you gotta get it out. Stop holding it. And when you're seeking for information and you want things to change, you can't disregard the people that's trying to tell you. Now, they never trying to tell you what to do. They only suggest how you should do it. And that's a key word, suggest. And those are people that you should listen to. Because technically, it's, like I said, it's always you talking to self. You know what I'm saying? When people come up to you and have those conversations that they may not even know you or your situation in detail, but they give you some game real quick that associate directly with it, that's just you talking to you. Take their voice, take their face out of it. Put your voice on it. This is you talking to you. Just giving yourself a little gut check, a little reminder. Let me pull your coattail real quick, self. Because either I need to let you know that we tripping, or I need to encourage you to let you know we doing the right thing and everything going to be okay. And I need you to stay with this and hold on, because we got this. You feel me? That's how we moving. That's how we moving from now on. We fuck a new year. I woke up this morning to a whole new year. You know what I'm saying? Because it's my year. It's my what I create in my mind. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need a date. A man-made date to tell me when I'm totally reset and refresh and got a new beginning. When I get off this podcast, it's a new beginning. Because I'm gaining so much new perspectives and, you know, surprising myself with things that I'm doing. And, you know, I want better for myself. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of all my past mistakes, it doesn't matter. I've forgiven myself. You know, just the little things. When you forgive yourself, you got to forgive yourself for the small things as well. Because those small things be the small things that be the loudest. Little petty stuff. I ain't talking about, oh, you just went and robbed somebody or went and hurt somebody else. The shit that you do to yourself. The things that you do to yourself, yo. Them little small things. Forgive yourself for that. When you missed that job opportunity on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Or you knew you were supposed to stop smoking so you can have a better opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Or just regular stuff. You knew you should have saved that money. You knew you should have just got you a pair of shoes instead of going out trying to impress this person and treating everybody to this. And you turn around, you ain't got no decent shoes on your feet. You knew you should have get you knew you should have ordered whatever you wanted and let them figure out what they gonna get, because you only got a little bit of this to provide. Them little things, you know? Yeah, I know I shouldn't have said that to him. I shouldn't have been that mean. You know, them little things. Just take time out. And take a point of time where you reflect on the past like that. Especially the negative things. And you change that situation to a positive. And you make it a positive so it's easier for you to forget. And it's easier for you to be easier on yourself. Lighten up, baby. And that's that mirror talk. This is the type of things that we're going to talk about organically. We're not planning this. You know, sometimes at one time you can slide across the mirror and then you get to looking at yourself. You might got some things to say to yourself. You ain't planning that. This is that mirror talk. That's the mirror talk. I really appreciate y'all for tuning in. We're going to give you a cool 20. It's almost 2020. Ain't that something? It's almost 420. One more hit for the cause. Follow us on Instagram, Mirror Talk Podcast. You can also follow I Love Your Whole Life. That's I Love Your _ Whole Life. And like I said, it's that Mirror Talk. There's more guests to come, more flavor to come, more love is in the way, on the way. We all over the place. Love y'all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.